Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. An interesting deadline coming up on Thursday to keep an eye on. The May 1st deadline is the day that teams can extend the fifth-year option from the 2022 draft.
Why was I just about to say that to you?
Were you really?
Yes, I was just about to ask you about that.
Mind meld.
Yeah, was just about to ask you about that, because obviously the Drake London is the name you're talking referring
right.
to, and yeah, they have not picked it up. I know I saw something about Big Jarvis Davis up there. They wanted to see him. You know, how he came into the offseason.
Jordan Davis,
thank you very much.
I was going to say, Jarvis Davis has had his option picked up a long time ago.
Yeah. But no, I think that, that's crazy that we were just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
But they'll pick it up.
They either will
or they're going to extend him.
Or they'll extend him, right? Yeah. I think those are the options. Because he's the only guy of the top 10 draft picks from that year that hasn't either gotten his fifth year picked up or declined, because a couple of those guys have gotten their fifth year declined as well. But everybody else has gotten theirs picked up, or in the case of Derek Stingley, got a contract extension.
If I'm the Falcons, I extend him.
I would extend him too. That's exactly what I would do. Now Abe's furious because he wanted us to do this as a topic tomorrow, but we're teasing it, Abe. We'll do it more deeply tomorrow.
Did that head pop around
He already stood up because he didn't want. He was like, "Don't even mention it." I was like, well, I have to mention it. I want the listeners to be informed that the deadline is Thursday. They might not know that. Like, there's people driving around thinking Drake London's signed up forever. No, I mean.
And we got plenty of meat on this bone, Abe.
His bones are meaty, all right?
I can see that face.
I know. He's just like, why are you guys doing this? Because it's interesting. It's interesting. Yeah, but anyway, that's.
I was going to ask. I don't even see Abe, but I was just about to ask you this too.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
It would have got out of Abe.
It was happening anyway, Abe. The toothpaste is out of the tube, as they say.
Here's the funny thing. I had full confidence that Bunk would keep it just enough to where it'd still be a segment tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Randy came in
with the great point,
with extra thoughts.
I know,
and
with
I'm
a
like,
really
well,
good point.
There it goes.
Damn it, Randy.
I don't disagree with anything you said, but I'm just.
You always count on Randy to make the segment better. Isn't that terrible?
It's
guess
work.
What? Guess what? Enjoy repeating yourselves at 11:40.
Exactly. Exactly.
We didn't even say that much about it. We'll do more of it tomorrow. I'm just saying the deadline is Thursday to pick up the fifth-year option on Drake London. The thing that's going to be annoying is when they do it at 2:15 today. That's what's going to be annoying. When they do it at 2:15 today, and then the breaking news happens. We only get bad breaking news.
Like, people get fired.
People die or get fired. That's the breaking news we get on this show. We don't get contract extensions or big trades, fun stuff like that.
We got Rosario and Ian Anderson the other day.
That is true. We did get Rosario and Ian Anderson.
Yeah, but I'm looking around because the Chiefs have picked up the fifth-year options of McDuffie and
Karlaftis.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so they're picking those up. I'm curious if they are. And I'm sorry, Abe, if they're working on an extension for tomorrow, but we can get to the NBA right now.
I think they are. Let's talk some NBA. Yeah. All right. You want to talk about the team that's done or talk about the series that's good?
Okay, this is the thing. All right.
Tell me what the thing is.
The Miami Heat, and you said it going to break. Everybody should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
That, and it was crazy, Andy, because. We talk about this all the time with teams' Twitter people who are the teams who runs the people's social media.
Oh, okay.
Right? Why would the Miami Heat team, social media team, put out the tweet at halftime coming back from halftime?
I didn't see what it was.
They were down by 40 damn points, Bunk.
What did they put? They
it
just
said
put the score out, or?
Second half about to start.
In case people didn't know.
With the score.
In case people didn't know.
Why in the hell would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. There's got to be some sort of mandate. Like, there has to be. There has to be some sort of rule for how many tweets you have to send out per game, because you're right. To me, the strategy would be no tweet is the best tweet a lot of the time, especially at that time. Because all you're going to do now, they probably got a lot of engagement. They probably got a lot of angry Heat fans tweeting at the – because here's the other thing. What's worse, the Twitter account of the team tweeting out something ridiculous like that everybody knows or maybe doesn't want to know in a bad moment, or the people that respond to the team's Twitter account as if they think Pat Riley is the one that tweeted it, and they're telling him what a bad job they're doing it, as if it's not some 20 26-year-old who's like the social media director or whatever, who has nothing to do. Like, they yell at the social media account as if they're the general manager who's building the team. I don't know which one's worse.
I don't know, man. But that was completely an embarrassment, what happened last night. It really was, man.
Yeah.
And something's got to change. And Pat Riley, I think he got one more big swing. And he better be swinging that damn bat up to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's the one that makes the most sense. As much as I think Kevin Durant will be a big swing for someone this offseason, I don't think that makes sense for what the Heat need right now. I think Kevin Durant needs to go join up with those young guys in Houston and, mm-hmm. and help them out a little bit. Because they had a tough one last night against Golden State. Yeah. Like, they played about as well as they can play. And they got the game the way they wanted it. It was as choppy and as grimy and as, like, slow it down, slugfest of a basketball game as you could want, and the Warriors still found a way to beat them. So they need a guy in crunch time. And Fred VanVleet played really well yesterday, and they've got some guys, but they don't have the guy. You know what I mean? That's what I would do if I was Houston. I would target KD.
I'm with you on there. I think, you know, because Jalen Green, as talented as he is, he's just not that guy.
No, he's really good, but he's
really good.
He's really inconsistent.
Yeah, I mean, 38, and then the rest of the time he scored 8, 9, 7 points, something like that. Yeah. So, yeah, but, I mean, give the Golden State Warriors credit, and give that damn Jimmy Butler credit. Jimmy was amazing last night. And you want to talk about toughness and everything, the free throws. And we talked when they first got him, because they were one of the worst free throw shooting teams because they don't get to the line a lot. Mm-hmm. Talking about the Warriors. And, I mean, he's brought that element to it.
The man shot 12 free throws last night.
And then I know it can seem like it's so minimum, but that damn game-winning rebound, how he skied and went and got that and everything like that. And they were able to, you know, that championship pedigree. Steph didn't have a great night.
Nope.
Draymond was out there beating up everybody. You know, and the biggest thing I love about Jimmy said about Dylan Brooks, I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
It's pretty clear.
Pretty clear.
When you watch the game, pretty clear they don't like each other.
They don't like each other.
Yeah, Draymond doesn't like him. He doesn't like anybody. It's great. I love it. Like, that's the thing that I'm going to be sad about when this series ends, is there's a genuine disdain between these two teams.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of guys on both sides that do not like each other, and they're playing like it. And Jimmy and Dylan Brooks were going at it last night. Obviously, the Draymond stuff you're talking about in the second half of the game.
Got a flagrant and a tech.
Dude, Jimmy Butler.
And four fouls.
Jimmy Butler fouled Dylan Brooks so hard going to the rim last night after they had just been jawing back and forth for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of made a play at the ball. They didn't even look at it. Love that they're letting him play like this too. Like, a lot of the playoff series have been allowed to play like this, which is you feel like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth when then you complain about the Tim Hardaway Jr. non-call at the end. Like, they haven't been calling it. They haven't been calling stuff like that all playoffs, kind of in every series for the most part, which we like. We like physical basketball. But, yeah, no, that's why you go out and get Jimmy, because Steph had the great game the other night when he had to and Jimmy couldn't go. He scored 35 or whatever, and they won the game. Last night, Steph has 17, but Jimmy's got 27. And they're playing such an interesting rotation right now, too. Like, obviously, the guys in the starting lineup, you know who they are. And Brandon Podziemski has been really good. Like, he's playing such an important role for them, and kind of the Clay type. Him and Buddy Hield kind of split the Clay role a little bit. Neither one of them can defend like that, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Quentin Post, it's Gary Payton, and it's Moses Moody off the bench, and that's pretty much it. It's a very different group than you're used to in Golden State. But with Jimmy there, I mean, They're really talented.
Yeah, man. I mean, you think, because he's been in such pressure moments, he's drug teams.
Yep.
Drug teams.
When you see what he meant to the Heat. Like,
yes.
I think that's the perfect comparison of last night, is now Jimmy's in Golden State where they needed it desperately. He was great, and every little the rebound you talked about, obviously the points, the free throws, every little help they needed last night, he was there. Meanwhile, the team that he left lost by 55 and got swept out of the playoffs.
And the Hawks could have played.
You know what? I'm good. I did have that thought last night. I was like, that could have been us getting swept out of the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, the Hawks got beat by 52 points.
I agree. I agree. Now, is that a compliment?
I'm just saying.
I'm with you.
I'm just saying.
I don't think the Hawks would have beat the Cavs in any games, but I don't think that they would have gotten beat by 30 and 55 in games 3 and 4 to end the series.
No, they would not have.
at home.
Put a better effort. Miami's so ready to get down to them, get down to the beach.
Who quit most? Was it Tyler Hero, who had what, 8 points last night, and he was like 1 for 1,000?
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty good. Bam played okay last night.
Bam's the heart and soul of that team. That was one of the things where they knew they were never going to beat this team. Let's hurry up and get the hell out of here so we can get this offseason and put everything on the Godfather down there.
See
if he can convince somebody. Because that old throwing the rings on the table ain't working no more.
Yeah, I am interested to see what they do. I think that the Giannis offseason probably starts tonight. They play the Pacers. They're down 3-1. Everybody by now knows Dame Lillard ruptured his Achilles tendon. They were probably going to lose that series anyway. Now they're definitely going to lose that series. Probably comes to an end tonight. And who knows? This might be the last time Giannis plays for the Bucks. It was a great run.
It was, man. He got championships, all those things, man. Championships, everything, man.
MVP, played there for 10 years. Best basketball they've had since what? Kareem? Pretty much.
I mean, they had some good teams with Ray Allen and Big Dog.
Yeah, they were all right.
They were all right.
But, did they even make an East Finals? This is the best they've been in 50 years. Yeah. So they got that. And, I know probably cold comfort for Bucks fans that know they're going to lose Giannis. But that ends tonight. I think the Pistons stay alive tonight.
I think they stay alive tonight. They're in Madison Square Garden tonight, too.
Let me say it like this. If they stay alive tonight, that's going seven.
Yes.
Because they're going to win game six in Detroit if they win tonight.
Yes. No doubt about it.
You think the Celtics try enough tonight to win, or do the Magic get one more?
I think the Magic going to sneak one.
You think so?
Where they at?
They're in Boston.
Oh, no, Boston. They're closing out.
Yeah, I think they're going to close out, too. But I think Paolo will play good. And then the Nuggets and Clippers, somebody's going to win by 1 point, and it's going to be a great game. Problem is, it's not going to end until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Give me the Clippers.
Okay, yeah, me too. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.